what do? I hang out with Pri. And right now, all I really do is physical therapy and go to hospitals and all that fun stuff.
That is Boston Marathon bombing survivor Victoria McGrath speaking in 2013. Pri is her friend and Northeastern University roommate Priscilla Perez Torres. The two friends were killed on Sunday in a car crash in Dubai. Torres was from Puerto Rico, McGrath from Weston, Connecticut. In November 2013, McGrath sat down for an interview as part of a Boston Marathon bombing oral history collaboration between WBUR and Northeastern.
I was only at the finish line for like 3 minutes before the bomb went off. I went into Sugary Haven to get some Pez because I was hungry. I was opening the candy, and then it was just a loud noise. And it got really hot. It felt like an oven. And then I noticed my leg was really hot because a portion of the lid of the pressure cooker severed my lower left leg.
Victoria McGrath was saved by bystanders and first responders and later became close to them. After three surgeries, she was able to walk again.
It was a little hard at first to be in crowds or hear fireworks on the 4th of July. But I think it's important not to let something affect you if you don't want it to. And I think when you build something in your head to be so scary, it's going to be scary. So trying to focus on the good is definitely important. Just because these people did this for a reason, they wanted to make our lives harder and kind of put nightmares essentially in our lives. But it's important not to let stuff like that affect you, to take your own route and what you went through. You can either take it two ways. You can, feel bad for yourself, I guess, which is so easy to do. I don't disrespect anybody that would take that route. But it's hard for you to kind of take the other out and make a positive out of a negative, and I think that's what people should do. I'm going to try to do that. I think I have done that.
Victoria McGrath and Priscilla Perez Torres were both 23 years old. Both were set to graduate from Northeastern University in the spring. In a letter to students, the president of Northeastern described the two as kind, talented young women with exceptional futures before them. No word yet on services for Priscilla or Victoria killed in a car crash in Dubai.